Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for Saturday night baseball. Shuckers tonight playing as the Beach Chickens going up against the Mississippi Braves, game five of a six-game set. Here late in the season, I'm Javik Blake, joined for pregame by none other than Shuckers heads groundkeeper, Trey Bowman. Trey, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, buddy, appreciate you.
Late August, hot out there. How you guys keeping the field looking all nice and pretty this time of year?
Well, this is different from last late August. Last late August, we were in maybe one of the most historical droughts where we were 100 degrees every day and running water and just burning to death. So we are getting, you know, we're back to the typical South Mississippi pop-up thunderstorms, you know that, being on the tarp. So that's helping out, but it's difficult. I mean, with the weather we have and the humidity that we have, we're trying to fight not only 100 degree days, but with the humidity, a lot of fungus and things that want to kill the grass. Everything wants to kill the baseball field, right? If we could keep baseball players off of baseball fields, they would look amazing. So, I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. Jackson, with Jackson being here, he really puts in a lot of hours. And it's just water, 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 you know, fungicides, and just trying to keep it green.
What's it like? Because you said last year, obviously, a ton of heat. All you can do is water. This year, there's been a mix of some heat, a lot of rain over the last couple weeks. How do you mix in kind of what you're doing to the field on a daily basis based on whether or not it's bright and sunny or it's raining outside?
Well, this time of year, honestly, we play on Bermuda grass. So we play on Tip Top Bermuda in the infield and 419 Bermuda in the outfield. It loves the heat. It really does love the heat. But it has to have a good mixture of heat and water. When the rain comes, I know it helps, but the tarp adds so much. I mean, there's so many diseases and so many different variables that can happen when we put that tarp on. We see, like, in some instances, well, we have to come in. You know this because you have to come in and help us pull the tarp early. That is not just because I want it off the field. That is a preventative measure to keep from disease happening. It basically burning up our infield. So there's challenges in both. I mean, there are challenges, of course, when it's 100 degrees like last year and our field is just baking. You can run water, but I mean, a lot of people probably don't know, hey, our day starts here with people getting on the field at like 1:45. So you can't run irrigation when there's baseball players on the field. That goes back to baseball players killing the baseball field. But you can't run irrigation. So a lot of that stuff happens at night. A lot of that stuff happens early morning on days like that. With all the rain, I mean, again, with the humidity, that causes a lot of we could have fungicide. We could have fungus growing. And that kills grass. It makes it ugly. So there's a lot of treatment before that. So we try to stay ahead of what forecasts say, and I know sometimes we miss on forecasts around here, but we try to stay ahead, like a week ahead, say, hey, we're going to have this. We know we're going to be at home. There's going to be weather. There's going to be tarp. So we do applications a week prior to try to prevent anything bad happening to the grass.
New thing this year as well is you got a brand new infield out there, which is basically, if I understand it correctly, you just took the infield at American Family Field in Milwaukee and transferred it down here to Biloxi.
Yes.
What's it been like having that out there for the players?
It's fantastic. We've got a lot of good response from them. Last year, I mean, I will say it, an infield, when we say infield, we're talking about the dirt area. So we call that an industry term. That would be the infield skin. And so the dirt area is called infield skin. Our skin was probably the worst in the Southern League my first 2 years here. And what that goes to, in our climate, in our region, a professional infield skin should last you about 4 years and you rotate it out. That was the same one we played on since we opened the park in 2015. So it was we were way past overdue. So, I mean, for people to try to let people understand, there's a lot of touching that infield throughout the day, and we're trying to get it to a perfect moisture level, and we really don't want balls to bounce above the waist. That's really when we can tell that, and players don't want that. So balls bouncing above the waist, keeping the ball low, bad hops. So that goes, a lot of moisture goes into that. Our infield last year had zero water holding capacity. We couldn't hold any water in our skin, so that we were playing on basically concrete all the time. So this year we play on a DuraEdge professional skin. It's the same thing that Milwaukee plays on. 28 of the 30 clubs in the big leagues play on. I mean, our owner, John Tracy, really stepped up there and wanted our guys to play on a really, really quality infield. And that's what we got. It's made our lives a lot easier with watering and the maintenance that goes into taking care of a professional baseball infield.
Well, and it just looks pretty, too, watching outside.
It does. It does look – it looks nice. It really looks nice. I'm very pleased of where we are, especially this late in the season. We have two homestands left. August, I mean, we're dog days, and I'm very pleased with where we are with our entire field. I mean, our wear areas look good and all that good stuff. I'm very, very pleased.
You've also had another helper this year. Your son Bo's out there helping you, whether it's watering the infield, running around, making sure dad's getting his exercise. What's it been like having Bo helping you out this year?
It's fun, you know, it's fun. During this type of this, you know, this 6 month stretch, you know, we're here at 7 a.m. Sometimes we don't leave till 11 o'clock at night. You don't see your family. So when they get to come here, he was here last night. He's never going to miss Firework Friday. And here last night, you know, making sure I do things from – I mean, he did that last year. This year he's doing it, but with a little more attitude. And he's the boss this year. So it's special. It is fun. I mean, looking back as we grow up, I mean, I know when I get older, he gets older, I will look back and as extremely fond memories. And I hope he does too, that, hey, dad had a cool job, you know.
Well, dad now gets to watch a guy who attended the same school that he went to in Mississippi State. Casey Hunt's making his Biloxi debut tonight here at Kiesler Federal Park. What's it like watching a Bulldog out there who's going to throw on Beach Chicken's uniform tonight, go pitch for the Shuckers?
Yeah, no, it's special. I mean, it is special. I mean, going back, Mississippi State and being a Mississippi State fan, we are kind of lovable losers, but we have that one great moment. And, I mean, baseball, we're traditionally a great baseball school, so it is special. It's special to you know, have a little part. Hope he does well for the Shuckers or tonight the Beach Chickens, but also, you know, for the pride for the Mississippi State.
Appreciate it, Trey.
Yeah, buddy.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers night plans the Beach Chickens up against the M Braves next in the Shuckers Radio Network.